Prologue. Do you want to know the secrets to survival? Ina's eyes snapped up from the sticky wooden table and widened at the man who sat across from her. The bar's dim light glinted off his smile. Fast-playing flutes, rowdy drunks, and dancers stomping their feet across the floor nearly drowned out his next words. You count and you look, he whispered. You count everything, and you look at everyone. Are you paying attention, street child? Her frown deepened. Every underage person in this bar was a street child, but she still disliked being called one. It marked her as dirty, poor, without a future. She was dirty and poor, but the idea of a future hadn't faded from her mind yet. A high collar framed the man's pale face as he took her in. Maybe he was going to offer her a job. Something about him smelled rich, maybe the scent of cologne. He was probably one of the industrialists, made wealthy by steam and steel. 36 people were in this bar when you entered, making you the 37th. He leaned in closer, his gaze fixing on her as adamantly as a noose around the neck. The door opened once inward and twice outward, because the wind pushed your hair around your cheeks the first time, but not the next two. She blew a strand of wet hair out of her eyes and tried not to shiver. But she was soaked from getting pushed into the Minos River by some boys who'd robbed her. She wanted warm clothes and a bed to sleep on. She didn't want to play this man's game. Crossing her arms, she turned away to ignore him, but he continued speaking. That means there should be 36 people in this room. But did you count? There are 35. Where is the missing link? He barely paused for a breath. You don't know. He's planting a bomb in the rafters. Don't look up. You've only got 20 seconds. I have a job you might be good at. If you come work with me, everyone here will die, but we'll survive. If you don't, you'll die without ever knowing what you could become. Do you want your life to end at 12 years, Ina Solis? How do you know my name? Her fists clenched. A chill crept down her spine. Plenty of bombs went off in Kosin. But what if this were just a lie to get her to follow him? 12 seconds left. The Diamond Guards won't risk their lives to save a street child. 8 seconds left. Her mouth snapped shut. The options were few, but she was cold and hungry, and this man had a job for her. She stood on shaking legs and walked out, the man's presence behind her like a reaper waiting for its reward. In the last 3 seconds, they ran. The chill night wind bit her skin through her wet clothes. Her sprints elongated and her lungs seared. An explosion shattered the night. Ina fell into a pile of snow in a shadowed alley. Bits of wood from the building landed next to her, making her flinch and bite her tongue as her ears began to ring. Screams and the distinctive crackle of flames sounded behind her. The man helped her up. She took a step back, crossed her arms, and narrowed her eyes at him. He was younger than she'd first thought, hardly 18 or 19. Something about him was familiar, but she couldn't figure out what. If he meant to hurt her now, she could try to run, or fight back like she'd had to do so many times on Kosin's streets. Why did you help me? She asked, trying to keep her voice from shaking. I wasn't the only kid in there. His smile faded slightly. Because good things don't usually happen to girls who come from nothing. Ina cast her eyes downward. She was already well aware of that. He withdrew a dagger from a sheath inside his jacket. It was the sleekest blade she'd ever seen, with an onyx black handle. A sharp breath stole through her at the sight. He waited patiently, holding it like a gift as she reached out to touch the handle with the tips of her fingers. Learn how to use this knife, and I'll make you into something.